Well, hello and welcome. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. And I want to thank each and every one of you guys for listening to the sound of my voice, and I wish you all peace, love, and happiness. I hope everyone's having an excellent week. I hope everything that you are reaching for and striving for is being realized for you in your life. And I want to tell you that you're not alone, ever. I think a lot of people are thinking that whatever struggle that they're going through or whatever is standing in their way, that they're kind of alone, like they're the only ones going through it. And I just want to let other people know that, hey, we're all struggling. We're all going through something. Even though people might want to put up a front like nothing is wrong, we are all struggling. So, I'm coming to you from a very, very cold, snowy location in Northern Virginia. We got a lot of snow. The weather service said that we weren't actually going to get any, but turns out we got some inches. I have to go dig out the car here in a little bit. But I hope everyone's remaining safe and well. And what's been going on? How's everybody been doing? I got to tell you, I've been watching that the show on Disney Plus, WandaVision. The show is blowing me away, like literally blowing me away. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, I would highly suggest. And really, it caught me off guard. I thought it was going to be a little wonky show. I thought it was going to be kind of stupid. I was seeing the trailers. It was like black and white, and they were kind of acting like, you know, the Brady Bunch or whatever. And I was like, what is Marvel doing with this series? And I mean, I had a lot of questions, but now that I've watched it, like, it is incredible. It's really blowing my mind. And now I'm really looking forward to the rest of the series. I was already looking forward to Loki. I'm not sure when that's starting, but the very next series is going to be Falcon and Winter Soldier. And I cannot wait to see that. So, I want to talk about something in this particular podcast that's seems to become an issue here. I want to talk about this phenomenon of cancel culture. And if you've been paying attention in the news, there's been a couple of people, well, not a couple, there's been a lot. There have been some people who have had to suffer some consequences for things that they've said or things that they've shared on social media, some kind of post. And speaking of Disney Plus, the most recent one is the actress for the series Mandalorian. Her name was Gina Carano, and she played... I don't know if she was a soldier or she was like a mercenary or something, but she played Cara Dune on The Mandalorian, and she has been let go. And that was because of some, it was an Instagram post actually, where she drew a parallel between what she's going through and Jewish people going through during the Holocaust. And wow, That's kind of serious because Jewish people were being killed during the Holocaust. Like, nobody in the Conservative Party right now is being killed. They're not being dragged out of their house. They're not being executed in the streets. So, first of all, just for her to make that comparison was just wow. Second of all, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't agree with the term cancel culture. Just because she lost her job, just because she's been, let me give you a definition of what cancel culture is considered. Looking it up, it's actually a modern form of ostracism in which someone is thrust out of their social or professional circles, either online or on social media, in the real world, or both. Those who are subject to this ostracism are said to be canceled. Now, a lot of people are using the term cancel culture, and they're using it in line with the, the First Amendment, the Freedom of Speech Amendment. And what people are failing to realize is that the First Amendment applies to the government locking people up for what they say or if they express how they feel. Now, First Amendment has nothing to do with people losing their job. Unfortunately, when you get a job, you are expected to be a representation of that job, whether you're there working or not. So when you're out, especially if you're especially if you're an actor. But even if you work at, like, say, like a restaurant or a hospital or at a hotel, like, you can't just go out in your work uniform or anything like that and say whatever you want. You can't go on social media and have your job listed as the place that you work on your social media, and then you post something like ridiculous. I mean, if you're a Trump supporter and you're just swearing up and down like, yeah, the election was stolen, it was rigged and all of that, and you say stuff like that, there are consequences. And that's what I think this should be called. It should be called the consequence culture. I don't believe there's a such thing as cancel culture, because people aren't being killed. They're not being put in jail for what they say. They're just losing jobs, maybe losing some partnerships, maybe losing some fans. I mean, there are consequences to what you say. And if anybody has any inkling about what goes on in the world of like personal development and self-improvement, you realize that your words that you say have power. We say all the time, how you talk to yourself is basically what defines who you are. It's not about what other people say. It's not about how other people think. It's about what you say about yourself and what you think about yourself. So if on one hand we say that words have power, words are incredibly important, we can't just allow people to just say whatever they want and just not have any consequences. Other than that, this wasn't her first time saying something offensive. She's had several incidents where she's had to take down posts or she's had to retract the statement or something. Apparently beforehand, the actual lead, Pedro Pascal, the guy that actually plays Mandalorian, he had to say something to Gina about something else that she said about trans people and, I guess, mocking their usage of pronouns in their social media posts. And so she actually had to come out and make a statement and say that Pedro informed me why it is important for people to be able to refer to themselves as basically whatever they want. And that was another social media post that she had to take down. She also had something else that happened before that. So this wasn't her first chance. Like, she's had a couple of different incidents where what she said was people thought she should have been removed from the Mandalorian show beforehand. So, but like I said, it's not like she's not being canceled. She lost her job. She'll be able to find another job. But you got to remember, back in the day, women were killed for saying certain things or acting a certain way. Black folks, they were killed for saying certain things or for acting a certain way. Native American people, they were killed for saying certain things. That's cancel culture. That has nothing on what's going on now, has nothing on certain individuals and certain subgroups of people, what they've had to go through. So I want to put a rest to this cancel culture. And let's just start calling it accountability culture or accountability culture. And of course I lost the other one, consequence culture. Let's call it that, because your words are powerful. They have consequences. And if you can't take your consequences, then it's best to just keep your mouth shut, especially if you know what you're going to say is controversial. If you're going to say something about a group of people, let me give you a perfect example. I remember growing up back in the 80s, anything that had to do with the Asian culture, we refer to them as Oriental. Now, when I was younger, I would say Oriental all the time. On TV, they were called Oriental rugs. In print, in newspaper, they were called Oriental theater and called Oriental movies. And we didn't realize that that was an offensive term to some people. Now, granted, we weren't losing jobs and being ostracized by our friends back in those days, but we had to realize that that was an offensive term and we stopped using it. Now everything is what it is now, however you refer to people from Asian culture or Asian Americans or however, but the term Oriental was incredibly offensive, so we stopped using it. There are some women who cannot stand, and how can I say this? Some women cannot stand the C word when it refers to a woman's genitalia. Yeah, that's how I'll say it. Some women find that word incredibly offensive. When it's referred to, they can take any other word that's out there except for that one. And you just got to be aware, you got to be able to understand that, yeah, some people are incredibly offended by some words that you might think are not a big deal. Another instance is with this country singer that just went through his little shakeup. I forgot his name, but he was considered canceled also. And let me take a quick break, and I'm going to come back. I'm going to explain to you why I'm not mad at this guy. I heard his apology. I think he's sincere. I was never mad at him for using that word in the first place. And I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to explain why and what we can do to move forward from, I think it's ridiculous, actually. So let me take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Hey guys, DeCourcy Williams coming at you, and I want to introduce you to my blog. I call it Corsi's Corner of Online Treasures, but you can find it by visiting www.9w6e.com. Of course, I'll have it in the show notes description. If you can't click on the link, just make sure that you go check it out. I want to draw your attention to the tab that says Biohacking Supplements. You know, biohacking is the art of taking a supplement and forcing your body to work at its best. And I have a particular supplement that I really want you guys to experience. It's called Brain Reimagined by VeloVita. It is an incredible supplement that has me working at my best. It's healthy brain food, guys. So what that does is give you bursts of energy, improved mental focus, and incredible mental acuity. So go check out my blog today, and you can get some more information about how you can get your hands on some. Well, hello and welcome back. Thank you very much for sticking with me. And in this episode of the podcast, I'm talking about this phenomenon of cancel culture. And we've already talked about Gina Carano from The Mandalorian. And let's talk about Morgan Wallen, the 27-year-old country singer who was caught on video yelling out an offensive statement. He was basically using the N-word. First of all, how about we stop dancing around what somebody says? Like, he used the N-word. And I'm going to be honest. I didn't know who this guy was before I heard the story, before I heard his name. And for real, it didn't affect me. Like, me being a black person, I think I decided long ago, and this is coming from somebody who used to fight people for saying that word. I used to get seriously offended from anybody using the N-word, whether they were black or white. But then I just made a decision, was like, I'm not going to allow that word to have power over me, because it was getting to a point where just more and more people around me were using it. Number one, I needed to change my circle. And number two, I just needed to kind of just drown that crap out, because I found myself like trying to police everybody. And it's, I was thinking like, who the hell am I to try to police anybody on what they say? But anyway, that's an idea for another podcast. But I used to be very offended by that word. And then one day I just woke up and was like, I'm not going to allow that word to have power over me anymore. So the fact that he said it doesn't really bother me at all. He lost his, he lost his record deal. I believe some streaming services removed his music from their platform. And unfortunately, that's the consequences. That's part of what goes on when you're kind of out there in the public eye. You just think you can say whatever you want. Now, this guy wasn't locked up. He wasn't dragged into city central to town central to be stoned in the middle of the courtyard. His music was taken off of some streaming deals, and he might have lost a record label. He can go get another record label. He can get his music back up on different services, if you will. And if he can't, that's, you know, lesson learned. But then I came across this video of his apology. His apology seemed really sincere. What I didn't know is he claims that he was on day 4 or he was on the 72nd hour of like a 74 hour binge. So he was drunk. He was tore up. And he was caught on tape screaming whatever he was screaming. Now, I didn't see the tape of him, whatever he said. It doesn't matter because, you know, some people, when you start using like the N-word, some people have a difference between saying nigga or nigger. And you know what? That doesn't even really matter. Like, to me, the entire word is stupid. And for me, it's the double standard. So a lot of black folks will say it's all right to say nigga, referring to like my friend or my buddy, but you won't allow a white person to say it. And I've never understood that. I've never understood why people use that word in their song in the first place. Especially when for a lot of people, a lot of people's parents, grandparents that's still alive, they can remember that word being screamed at them. Or some people, that was actually the last word that was screamed at them as they were hung from a tree. So let's first of all see where that word come from, or where that word came from. And the fact that some people say they use it as a term of endearment, like I've never gotten with that. I've never understood that. Because to me, that was always an evil, evil word. So anyway, aside from my feelings on that, like, I just had to just let it go. Because like I said, I found myself trying to police everybody. And, you know, like, I was fighting certain people for saying it. Like, it just got out of control for me. So for him to say it, I can't even be mad. Like, I'm not cheering at his back or anything. But, you know, he had consequences to what he said. And this consequence culture is what I'm going to start calling it, is basically people having to take accountability for the things that they say, like out in public. We all know people say certain things when they're in their house, when they're around their friends, when they're around family members, whatever. Say what you want then, but just be ready. You might have some family members that'll be offended by what you say and record you and put you out there. Now, if you're ashamed to say something out in public, maybe it should be something that you should keep to yourself in the first place. But so anyway, I'm not on board with the whole cancel culture thing, because number one, people deserve second chances. I don't know anybody who's alive who hadn't had an opportunity to fix a mistake or had to move on from something that they did that was silly. Everybody's had that period, that stupid period that we've gone through, where it seems like every decision that we made was just the wrong one. And I believe everybody deserves some grace and some patience. Because you know what? Nobody on this planet just has it together. Nobody has everything right. Nobody says everything perfectly. Like, it's just amazing to me how many people, when you talk about this whole I'm canceling so-and-so, it's amazing the amount of people that all of a sudden have the ability to walk on water. Or you now have the ability to turn water into wine. Or you can feed an entire tribe, the thousands of people with a loaf of bread and a fish. Like, nobody has that power that's on this planet right now. So we can't point the finger at somebody else for whatever they do. And people deserve chances to get it right. And unfortunately, some people, they never get it right. You just gotta let them be who they are. And that's just who they are. Some people, and then in their mind, they are getting it right. Maybe to you, somebody's not getting something right. But like the way that they live their life, unfortunately, unless they're causing you harm, they don't have anything to do with you. So if people will mind their own business a little bit more, this whole cancel culture thing wouldn't be an issue. But like so many things, I have this this ability to be able to live on both sides of the coin. So I understand where people get mad about somebody saying a certain thing. I understand people not backing a company because of maybe a company that might have donated money to a particular political party, and then you don't want to patronize that company anymore. I remember Chick-fil-A going through a whole bunch of mess because of certain things that the CEO of Chick-fil-A believed, and he wasn't scared to let his intentions and his thoughts be known at some point. And to some people, it was a little bit derogatory. I mean, it was like he's got deep-seated Christian values, and that didn't vibe well with people who might have been part of the LGBTQ community. And there was a rumbling about people, you know, trying to quote-unquote cancel Chick-fil-A. And to be honest, I think that's actually had the opposite effect, because Chick-fil-A is just, every time I drive by a Chick-fil-A, like, they're always busy. But anyway, I just think that if you say something out loud, especially if it's something that people already know stuff that's controversial. So if you already know that it's controversial, there's going to be some consequences. You're not being locked in jail. You're not being shot. You're not being hung from any trees. You're not being set on fire. So let's just start calling it what it is. It's called accountability culture or consequence culture. Pick whatever one you want to call it. But I don't believe in the whole cancel culture thing. So, then that's what I have to say about that. The whole Morgan Wallen thing, I mean, he's a country star. He's got people that's got his back. He's got people that went out and purchased his music as soon as they found out that he lost his record deal. So he's got supporters. Like I said, you'll always find your tribe. Unfortunately, no matter what you think, no matter what you believe, you're always going to be able to find a few people, even if it's only one or two, but they're going to fall in line with you. They're going to believe what you believe. And they're going to want to say what you say. And something else about it. I think we're seeing an increased number of people that just, they want to be offended. There's like a certain group of people, like they want to be downtrodden. Like I don't know what it is. I can't explain it, but it seems like there's certain people that think that being tread upon is cool. And they try to wear it like a badge of honor. And unfortunately to me, it seems like the people that were storming the castle, I mean the castle, good God, the people that were storming the Capitol building, because they bought into the lie that their way of life was being taken from them, or you've got some, and I hate to use the word Karens, but you've got some Karens that say middle-aged white women are the most oppressed people in the country right now. And it's like, what? Where do you get that from? So I think there's a group of people, and they want to be offended because they want to be part of the downtrodden people, where unfortunately there's a lot of people that have it so much worse. And I think if you think about people that have it much worse than you do, that might alleviate, I guess it's a feeling of anxiety. Because the people that stormed the Capitol, they were under the impression that their way of life was being taken. They were screaming that their country is being stolen from them. And armed militias are going to march up to their houses and their front doors and try to take their guns. I mean, that's always been like this fear, by the way, that if somebody else gets a leg up, or if somebody else gets an equal footing, then that means that you're losing. And that's one of the things that I think Donald Trump unfortunately did an incredible job of doing. He scared people into believing that they were losing if somebody else wins. And that's just not the case. Like nobody is trying to push white people in this country down, basically. Unfortunately, you got to take consequences for what you say and what you think. And if you're running around calling people the N-word, or if you're calling people, or if you're calling women by a derogatory name, you might have some consequences, and you're going to have to face up to them. So with that, that's what I wanted to leave it at with you guys. I really wanted to come out and talk about this phenomenon, really, of cancel culture and how I don't buy into it. Number one, people have to realize that their words have power. So, let me drop some tips on how we can get past this. Number one, realize your words have power. Realize that the way that you talk, not only to yourself, but to other people, it can either build somebody up or it can tear somebody down. Like, that's just how powerful words can be. Number two, if you're going to say something and you got that little tingle in your chest or something, you know it's going to be controversial, maybe you should just keep it to yourself. Maybe you should mind your own business, keep that to yourself, because like I said, I believe that people know when they're going to say or do something that's controversial. And And I think people, they just want that. I think they want that attention of being controversial. They want to be the person, I don't give a F. I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. Like, there's a lot of that going on. So if it's something that you already know is controversial, it might be just best to keep it to yourself. And the next one, like, don't look to be part of any group or culture that's disenfranchised. Like, it seems like being disenfranchised is kind of turned into, like, a movement. Like, there's all kinds of people who have been beat down, tread upon, rights stripped away, not recognized as actually being a human being. Like, and there are people that just, they just want to be part of that, I think. I don't know. Anybody else feel like that, or is that just me? That could be just me. That could be something that I might have to take accountability for saying. But that is how I feel. And then the next one, like, think about it. If there's something that you would say, if you would not want it said back to you or back to a member of your family, that also might be something that you might want to keep to yourself. You know, if you don't want anybody treating a female member of your family like a dog, or talk to them any old kind of way, then don't do it to somebody else. Because somebody else that you might be trashing, that's somebody else's family member. That's somebody's daughter. That's somebody's son. That's another person that actually has feelings. So, I don't know. I think if people just think a little bit more before they say and before they post stuff on social media, I think we can just get rid of this whole thing. And there's accountability. There's got to be accountability for things that you say. So, that's what I have for you guys. Hope you all enjoyed that. What is your thoughts on cancel culture, by the way? Anybody want to leave me a line, send me a note about if you believe that this whole cancel culture thing is valid? I've been reading some reports where, you know, there's certain people that think cancel culture is not going far enough, as far as some people that need to be held to accountability. Even just like Donald Trump, when he's going through his second impeachment trial, and they're trying to link what he said to the people that stormed the Capitol, he's got some accountability in that. I mean, the people that were screaming as they were raiding the Capitol, they were saying the exact same things that Donald Trump had said like an hour or two ago, and what he has said for like the last 4 years. So words have power. If you didn't believe that before, just look at what happened on January the 6th. He told people to march on the Capitol, and that's exactly what they did. He uses trigger words of stop the steal, and this is the most fraudulent election. He was saying that before the election even took place, actually. He was setting that tee up to be knocked right out of the park right there. He's been saying that. He was saying that before he even won the election. He was talking about widespread voter fraud, and he won. So this has been something that he's been stirring up his people, his believers, his followers, and it just kind of, you know, exploded on January the 6th. And like I said, he did a very, very good job of convincing people that they were losing, or that something was being taken away from them, and that people were lost. And I think that I don't know where it comes into, like, cults, and I think it was like a cult. I think the Trump effect is like a cult, like people getting wrapped up in all conspiracy theories, and, you know, people thinking that Democrats are eating children's bloods. And you got that one senator that, her last name is Green, I can't remember exactly her name, but she thinks that the California wildfires were started by Jewish lasers, and that Democrats are eating kids and selling kids. And so, yeah, when you kind of go off the reservation and you start saying stuff like that, those words end up with people dying. And people died on January the 6th. People got hurt on January the 6th. And watching this trial, like, you actually see the video representation that they had of the people storming the Capitol. I don't think people realize how serious this could have been. Like, the rioters were, like, right around the corner from Mike Pence and his family. And Mike Pence was the vice president. And people storming the Capitol were running in there screaming, "Hang Mike Pence." Like, that was their guy. Mike Pence was like their second in command. And because Trump said that Mike Pence didn't have the strength to, you know, overturn the election and declare Donald Trump the winner, his people went to the Capitol looking for Mike Pence to cause him harm. They went to the Capitol looking for Nancy Pelosi to cause her harm. So if you ever needed a more convincing example of words having power, just look at what happened on January 6th. Whether you're a fan of Donald Trump or not, even if you love Donald Trump to death, you have to admit that the words that he said convinced those people and they followed his orders. So, but that's it. I don't want to harp on that. Just realize what you speak has true power. And in the words of Uncle Ben, with great power comes great responsibility. I had to throw that little cheesy line in there. But anyway, you guys have an incredible weekend. Don't forget, follow me on my various forms of social media. On Instagram, I am Corsi the Wine Lover. You can check me out on Facebook under DeCorsi Williams. Don't forget to check out my blog. I call it Corsi's Corner of Online Treasures, but you can find it by visiting 9w6e.com. So thank you very, very much, guys. Happy Valentine's Day. Congratulations to Tom Brady for winning another Super Bowl. It's incredible. We'll talk about that, the essence of being a GOAT, maybe on the next podcast, because I do want to get into that. But thank you, guys. Don't forget, take some accountability for the stuff that you do and the stuff that you say. Like, that's what it comes down to. So you guys have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you in the next one.